welcome to the Simpleton Review. We're glad you've decided to come back on a weekly basis, though two of you that actually watch the show, we're so thankful for your help. We really are. And our Patreon, the one Patreon we have, which we'll mention, is actually Charlie. Thank you, Charlie, for being our patron. We truly appreciate that. We are so excited to have this week a special guest helping us out here with the review that we're going to do. David, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot your last name already. What is it again?
David Rosen.
David Rosen, thank you so much. And he is the host of the... Oh, my gosh. I just had it right in front of me, too. Tell me the name of your podcast. I am old and forgetful.
The Piecing It Together podcast.
Piecing It Together, yes. And we will let... tell us just a little bit about your podcast and what you guys do.
Sure, yeah. We look at a movie each week through the lens of what other movies might have inspired it. So we come up with a list of other movies to talk about along the way and similar themes and ideas and filmmaking styles and all that kind of stuff that ends up with a great list of movies by the end.
Awesome. Man, that sounds great. We'll have to check that out, and we will let everybody know where they can find your podcast and all that fun stuff at the end of the show today. Thanks so much for joining us. We truly appreciate having you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. We all watched the movie, the new Wes Anderson movie called The French Dispatch of the Liberty, Kansas Evening Sun, or The French Dispatch for short. It is a 2021 anthology film written and directed and produced, of course, by Wes Anderson from a story he conceived with Roman Coppola, the son of the famous Francis Ford Coppola, Hugh Guinness, and Jason Schwartzman, who is also from Wes Anderson fame. The film stars an ensemble cast. It's got Benicio Del Toro, Adrian Brody, Tilda Swinton, Francis McDormand, Timothy Chalamet, among others, who make a lot of different appearances. Some of them have a 30-second role, but, I mean, it's Wes Anderson, so, of course, they're going to... I mean, heck, if Wes says, hey, do you want to be in my film? They're going to say, yeah. So, here we are with the movie. David, since you are our guest, why don't you go ahead and let us tell us exactly what you thought of The French Dispatch?
I loved The French Dispatch. I would say it's kind of middle grade Wes Anderson, but at the same time, I'm a big fan of his work, and he's the kind of filmmaker that you really have to be like kind of dialed into what he does, and if you don't connect like in second one, you're just not gonna like anything he does. And I love almost all of his movies, and the ones that I don't love, I at least like. And this was great. I had so much fun with it. It's definitely a little different for him, even though his aesthetics are still the same kind of Wes Anderson thing. Just the fact that it's more of an anthology kind of vignette style film just makes it a little bit different for him, just in that alone.
Yeah, that's true. I like you said, the aesthetic of Wes Anderson is definitely there. The colors, the way he frames a shot where you feel like you're always looking at a painting, you know, it's just it's all there. It's really good. Really good. Awesome. Charlie, what did you think of The French Dispatch?
Oh, you can imagine what I thought. this is a good one for me. I totally love Wes Anderson's
style.
Kind
of tickled that artsy fartsy side of your brain, did it, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, that and everything else. I mean, I like the sarcasm and everything that's thrown in there. And I love the visual stylings. I mean, he broke into so many different things in this film that he kind of like, usually he keeps it pretty simple. Doesn't do extremes. But this one, I think that he broke a little bit of a mold in being able to like switch from vignette to vignette. He was able to change the mood of the movie. And you can really see it in the where the boy gets kidnapped, and they from scene to scene, and they change like to the animated style. They change like when they wanted to show the gore, it looked more like a scene from Sin City, and like just like different little nuances like that that really charmed me.
Yeah, I actually found myself wondering how much of that was for the animated portion of that vignette was for aesthetics, and how much of it was because maybe it was a little cheaper than actually filming that action sequence. I don't know. That was the thought I had. I don't know. I mean, the animation style was still really cool, and it's still definitely an ode to French filmmaking. So
See Persepolis and several other French animated films, and it's spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Lemuel, what about you? What did you think, Mr. Gen Zer?
Gen Zer. I approached it knowing it was going to be an artsy-fartsy film because Hulu had okay. been advertising it and because Charlie picked it. I've never seen a Wes Anderson film. I just know a lot of people really like the Grand Budapest Hotel. But
you haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom? You still haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom? Oh, my gosh.
Nah, I haven't seen...
Isle of Dogs?
I don't think I've seen a single film.
Okay, all right.
But I liked how it felt like I was watching a play a lot of the time. Just everything was on time, perfect. There's no, like, chaos. Or if there is chaos, it was very organized and very intentional. I liked how all the sets did feel a lot like they were a part of a play. Like, none of the sets had some grip perfect. Like, it was plastic, but it felt good and it was fun to watch. But I had some trouble keeping up, personally, especially at the beginning. Once my brain caught up to how it was kind of separated into the different parts of the magazine, that's when I was keeping up a little better, but at first it was a lot harder for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, I liked it. I mean, of course, again, I'm a Wes Anderson fan. I've seen most of his movies. There's a few that I haven't seen, but... was it, you guys all saw it in the theater, I'm assuming. This wasn't available on pay-per-view at all, anything, was it? I don't think it was.
No, not
there
yet.
There was. Okay. I think there was one place you could watch it. I think it was HBO Max, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was available on HBO Max. Was it in square format for all of you guys? Was that the format that it was in? Okay. I was wondering if it was our theater was tweaking out or if it was, I mean, the thing about, okay, so I live in Idaho Falls. It's not necessarily the most podunk town in the world, but it still is podunk. We're about 100,000 people. That stupid movie was released like 3 weeks ago, right? 4 weeks ago. Yeah. It did not show up at our theater until last week. I thought we were going to have to review something else because it wasn't here. And finally it came here, but I mean, there was only like 15 people in the theater, I think. So
that's more than was in our theater.
Too surprised, I guess. But I really. But back to the movie. I really, especially the little vignette that had Owen Wilson in it, where he's the you know, like you're talking about how there was a play. It was that really that almost the feeling of a two-dimensional type of a movie that was going on there with or like you were watching a diorama almost in certain aspects of the movie, you know, and it was just it was really, really cool. But I want to go around the horn here and talk about what was your favorite vignette of all of those pieces? David, what about you?
I'd have to go with the Concrete Masterpiece. The whole cast is just amazing, but most of all, Adrian Brody, who we don't get to see enough nowadays. I don't know. There was a minute in like the early 2000s where he was in a lot of stuff, and now he's so far and few between. But he is so good in that. Benicio del Toro is so good in that. Tilda Swinton. Mm-hmm. It's just great, and it's just it's probably the most ridiculous one of them all, and that's what I kind of connected with.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Charlie, what about you?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. Uh-huh. You know, honestly, my favorite vignettes are the in-between scenes with Bill Murray, where he's like showing them, no. I know, you know, he's going through the expense reports and everything about how everybody's wasted his money.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I love it because, you know, it's like, you know that this was like based off of the obviously the Saturday Evening Journal or the what's the big one the New Yorker. Uh-huh, so it's based. Right. I think it's based off of the New Yorker, obviously, because of the artwork and everything. But I mean, you could see, you know, like anywhere else, it's like, no, you're fired, and he's like, no, I know this is so bad, but we gotta do this.
Yeah,
we gotta.
Well, unless
do
you're
this.
Crying. I mean, if you cry, then you're fired.
Yeah, and then you're crying. Yeah. You're fired. Why are you crying? There's no crying.
Exactly. Lemuel, how about you?
I think I'm going to have to go with the whole revolution one where the like political section, just because the bizarreness of the chess game happening and everyone pointing guns at each other just had me intrigued and confused, but enjoyed.
Yeah. And it's fascinating too, because the other movie we are going to be reviewing this month is Dune, and so to see the extreme differences in Timothée Chalamet's characters between Dune and French Dispatch was like incredible, because I mean, man, that guy's scrawny, holy cow. I was like, he makes your brother Lemuel look like a giant large man. I was like, wow. But no, that's good. I would say for me, the best vignette, I'd have to agree with David. I loved the Concrete Masterpiece. Benicio del Toro just did such a fantastic job. He just, the growling and, I mean, the whole prison thing, the and the fact that he does that mural in the concrete, it just is so good. I loved it. And then when Tilda Swinton was doing the presentation, and she's like, oh, that was me. Nope, wrong slide. Sorry. I don't know. There was just some classic stuff. And the great part a lot of times about, I think, Wes Anderson's humor is that it is really soft. It's not overstated. And it's quick. And so you kind of have to be, ready for it. Otherwise, you're going to miss the little quips that he likes to throw in there that will make you laugh if you have that sense of humor. But like David said, you have to have that... you have to understand his aesthetic and like it. Otherwise, you might as well not waste your time, because it can be a slow movie. I mean, it's not really fast paced movie, and it can be really slow. But I love Wes Anderson movies. I really do. So anyways, I think we're gushing over this movie a little bit. So let's go ahead and give our ratings. David, we'll start with you. What's your rating for this movie?
I kept going back and forth between 3.5 and 4, but I'm going to stick with 4 on this one.
Okay, great. Good deal. And why did you end up leading with a 4? What was the thing that pushed you over the edge?
Honestly, I think that focusing on the vignettes that are the best, the funniest, like that kind of just, that leads me towards the higher rating.
Oh,
because, like I said, the Concrete Masterpiece was so good. The Revisions to a Manifesto is also great. I mean, really, they're all great. It's just a matter of the overall picture doesn't quite get up to a 5 or you know, his best of his best movies. But a lot of his movies live in that 4, 4.5 range for me.
Sure. Okay. Very good. Lemuel, what about you?
I think I'm going to go with 3.5. I enjoyed it, and I think it's worth watching, but I wouldn't put this as a casual watch for me. I think this is definitely something I'd have to be in the mood to watch. I'd have to wake up and be like, you know, I should show someone The French Dispatch. It might be a fun time.
You know, this is why we have you on the show, because you have a different take from a different generational perspective, and I appreciate that. Sometimes, well, most of the times I think you're wrong, but that doesn't really matter. but look at, you're making it sound like this is like a heady piece to watch or something. Is that what you felt like?
I think you just.
I mean, remember, we've reviewed I Lost My Body on this.
My generation has to be able to pay. We grew up with SpongeBob killing our brain cells, and this show you have to the scenes aren't as short. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I remember we've reviewed like I Lost My Body. What are some of the other movies that we were like, okay, what the heck just happened here?
Okay. I'm pretty sure I gave that a 3.5 too.
You did, but I mean. There's a hand running after his body. What else are you going to give it? You got to give it a 3.5. Right, exactly. Charlie, how about you?
I got to give it a 4. It's a splendid watch. I agree with David. It's definitely not one of his better pieces. But at the same time, oh my gosh. The put together was fun. It was a good time. I would definitely see. I already plan on seeing it again. So
at the theater, correct? Yeah, right. That's what I figured. I did like the fact that he made a square format on it. I think it helped with the overall feeling of the film. I don't know. I kind of like that. I think people were kind of flipping out just a little bit in the movie. When it first started, or like, is it broke? I mean, well, part of it, what happened is when it got done playing the previews, the whole thing just stopped. And so we sat there in silence for almost 10 minutes before somebody was brave enough to go ask somebody why the movie isn't playing. So then when it comes on the screen, it is in square format and it doesn't stretch out. I think people were kind of tweaking out, and I'm just like, nah, it's probably Wes Anderson. He probably did that on purpose. And he did, so I was right. What can I say? I'm going to give it a 3.5. I do like this movie. I think it's great. Again, I don't think it's one of his best either. I am a huge fan of the Grand Budapest Hotel, and I just can't put it above that one. I really can't. That one is just, that's classic movie making right there, in my opinion. I love it to death. So 3.5 for The French Dispatch. If you haven't seen it, folks, go see it. It is well worth a watch. And because of these fantastic ratings that all 4 of us lovely gentlemen has given, that means this movie is Simpleton certified. Yeah, heck yeah. So that means it has our special, what's the word I'm looking for? Stamp of approval. Yeah, stamp of approval to go watch the movie, so please do. David, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. We truly appreciate you being willing to come on and do this for us.
So before we let him go, yes. I do have to ask, what are a couple of movies that you would have spun off with this one?
Ooh.
If you got any question off the top of your head, even just like one or two.
Good question. Yeah, because we actually did not do an episode on this movie. I wanted to, but we never got around to it. But I would definitely bring up the Coen Brothers' Ballad of Buster Scruggs, because that vignette style.
With vignette, uh-huh.
On rocks.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I would also maybe talk about Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, just because of the love of the city and the different classic and influential artists that are in there. And then just to go to another example of an anthology type vignette film, Coffee and Cigarettes from Jim Jarmusch.
Good also, calls. All three.
I don't know that one. Stuff.
Excellent movies.
Okay, I'll have to check that last one out. I don't know that one at all.
That's mother effing Bill Murray.
Is it really? Oh, well, okay, well, I'm going to have to
check. Sorry, part of that movie.
I don't know. Okay, well, we'll have to do that. Well, David, again, thank you so much for joining us here. We truly appreciate you being on the show. Why don't you go ahead and tell people where they can find your podcast and any other social media accounts that you want to mention?
Yeah, absolutely. Piecing It Together can be found wherever you listen to podcasts, and we're at Piecing Pod on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and we have a Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we talk about all the movies we talk about on the show.
Sounds great. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Please, folks, go and check his show out. And if you haven't, please go ahead and check out our website as well. That's thesimpletonreview.com. You can find all the videos there. You can find a link to the audio podcast if that's more up your alley. And you can also find articles that we write about whatever we want to talk about, whether it's movies, television, music, or in Lemuel's case, he just wrote an article about, what was that, that video game you like?
Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII. The First Soldier. Yes.
Right. And it's some phone.
It's
version.
A mobile battle version. Royale, okay, yeah. So version of Final Fantasy.
That's right. We have all this. That's right. And if you guys have seen The French Dispatch and you like it, please let us know in the comments. If you didn't like it, please let us know. If you think we should have given it a worse rating, then come and tell us. We'll tell you you're wrong, but you can feel free to write us and tell us that. It's fine. It's fine. Okay? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We truly appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for joining us to The Simpleton Review. You guys have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Nate Radio Media.